KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports. Is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Starting off with the high school sports from last night in volleyball play, the Corner Conference tournament is underway, and it was Sydney, a 3-0 win over South Page, Stanton 3-1 over Griswold, East Mills a 3-0 sweep over Essex, and Fremont Mills was a 3-0 winner over Heartland Christian. At the Bluegrass Conference play, it was Diagonal over Orion Maxburg and by a 3-0 sweep as well. The Woodbine Cross Country Invitational that was set for last night was supposed to be the Rolling Valley Conference Championships. That was canceled due to the wet weather. Moving on to the NFL, game we had for you on the radio last night, Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs remain one of the NFL's two unbeaten teams following a furious fourth-quarter comeback and a 27-23 victory at Denver. Mahomes engineered touchdown drives of 75 and 60 yards after the Broncos took a 23-13 lead with 12:47 remaining. The first drive took 6 minutes and ended with a Mahomes two-yard scoring toss to Travis Kelce. A shank punt put the Chiefs on the Kansas City 40 with 4.5 minutes left, and a couple of penalties put them in a second and 30 hole before Mahomes completed a 35-yard pass at the two-minute warning. The winning drive ended with Kareem Hunt's four-yard scoring run with 1:39 remaining. Mahomes also ran for an 8-yard touchdown and was 28 of 45 passing for 304 yards and no interceptions for the 4-0 Chiefs. Royce Freeman and Philip Lindsay had rushing touchdowns for the Broncos, who are now 2-2 following their sixth straight loss to their AFC West rival, Kansas City. In other NFL news, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have made a quarterback change ahead of their bye week. Jameis Winston will be back as the starter for the Bucs next game, October 14th in Atlanta. Coach Kurt Cutter confirmed the change on Monday after Winston came in for Ryan Fitzpatrick during Sunday's 48-10 loss to the Bears in Chicago. The first overall pick in the 2015 draft was 16 of 20 for 145 yards, one touchdown, and two interceptions in his season debut versus the Bears after serving a 3-game suspension for violating the NFL personal conduct policy. Fitzpatrick became the first player in league history to throw for more than 400 yards in 3 consecutive games while leading the Bucs to a 2-1 start in Winston's absence. Jaguars coach Doug Marrone says there's no timetable for the return of top running back Leonard Fournette, who re-injured his right hamstring in Sunday's 31-12 victory against the Jets. Fournette missed 2.5 games after injuring the hamstring in the season opener. He carried 11 times for 30 yards in the first half versus New York before leaving the game. Dolphins center Daniel Kilgore could miss the remainder of the season after tearing his left triceps during a 38-7 loss to New England. Veteran Travis Swanson replaced Kilgore Sunday and likely will move into the starting lineup. Carolina safety Eric Reed says he's still considering other ways of protesting and kneeling during the national anthem, although he refused to elaborate on his plans. Reed filed a grievance in May alleging collusion by NFL teams for not signing him because of his decision to protest racial injustice alongside Colin Kaepernick during the national anthem. He remained unsigned until the Panthers inked the former Pro Bowler last Thursday. Rams outside linebacker Dominique Easley underwent surgery Monday to repair a torn meniscus in his knee. Rams coach Sean McVay expects Easley to be placed on injured reserve. Easley sustained his latest knee injury in the Rams' 35-23 win over the Chargers in Week 3. Titans coach Mike Vrabel says safety Kenny Vaccaro will miss a few weeks after hurting his right elbow in Tennessee's overtime win over Philadelphia. Moving on to college football notes, Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says running back David Montgomery is day-to-day as the Cyclones prepare for Saturday's game at Oklahoma State. Montgomery was injured in the fourth quarter of a 17-14 loss at TCU.
The real positive for us is there's nothing, from an MRI standpoint, X-ray standpoint, that is certainly long-term. And really, it's day-to-day. You know, he was out running yesterday and certainly, worked out yesterday. So I think we feel positive. But again, it's one of those things. I think it'll be day-by-day and see where he's at Tuesday when we go out to practice.
Campbell called it an upper arm injury.
A situation that I think is a lot of pain right now, and David's a pretty tough kid, so if he can go or if he's capable of going, he's going to go. So we evaluated everything from an X-ray standpoint and MRI standpoint. I think he's doing great, but just a matter of dealing with the actual pain that's involved with this injury right now.
Campbell says if Montgomery can't play, it won't change their style.
you know, obviously we want to continue to be more efficient offensively in general, but, you know, I really think it doesn't change, you know, what we are or how we approach things. And that's not a knock on David or anybody else. I think it's a credit to the rest of that room.
Cyclones are 1-3. That game against Oklahoma State Saturday is at 2:30. The Los Angeles Dodgers and Milwaukee Brewers have managed to avoid the National League wildcard game by winning their division titles in one-game playoffs on Monday. The Dodgers claimed their sixth consecutive NL West crown, while the Brewers captured the NL Central in home field advantage for the division and championship series. Walker Buehler was fantastic as the Dodgers earned a 5-2 win over the Rockies. The rookie carried a no-hitter into the sixth inning and left the game after yielding just one single over 6 2/3 shutout innings. Buehler also capped the Dodgers scoring with an RBI single that made it 5-0 in the sixth. Rockies starter Germán Márquez was humming along until a pass ball allowed Max Muncy to reach first base, leading off the fourth. Márquez fanned the next two hitters before Cody Bellinger broke the scoreless tie with a two-run blast. Muncy later added a two-run blast off Márquez, who struck out 9 over 4 2/3 innings. Nolan Arenado and Trevor Story hit back-to-back home runs off Kenley Jansen to open the ninth before the L.A. closer finally got the three outs to end it. The Dodgers' victory came after the Brewers rallied to beat the Cubs 3-1 in Chicago. The game was tied 1-1 when Lorenzo Cain and Ryan Braun delivered RBI singles in the eighth off Chicago's bullpen. Christian Yelich went 3-for-4, the run-scoring single, to claim the NL batting title at .326, but he fell 2 home runs and 1 RBI short of winning the Triple Crown. The outcomes mean the Cubs will host the Rockies in the winner-take-all wildcard game on Tuesday. That winner will travel to Milwaukee for the first of two games of the division series. The Dodgers will host the first two games of their division series against the Braves. Both series are scheduled to begin on Thursday. A new study shows that concussions plunged in Ivy League football after the kickoff and touchback lines were moved. According to the studies published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the concussion rate has dropped from almost 11 to 2 per 1,000 plays during kickoffs. This rule change in 2016 was intended to limit kickoff returns, which some experts consider the game's most dangerous play. With NCAA approval, the Ivy League moved the kickoff and touchback lines up by 5 yards. Jury selection continues in a New York trial that's drawing attention to what some call the sleazy side of college basketball recruiting. Former sports agent Christian Dawkins, former AAU coach Merle Code, and former Adidas executive James Gatto have all pled not guilty to charges they plotted to pay the father of high school standout Brian Bowen $100,000 in exchange for his son's promise to commit to Louisville. The scandal led to the dismissals of Cardinals basketball coach Rick Pitino and athletic director Tom Jurich. It's the first trial related to an FBI investigation that exposed recruiting corruption within college hoops. Other defendants face separate trials involving former assistant coaches from Arizona, Auburn, Southern Cal, and Oklahoma State. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.